Northside today on 90.3 Near FM with Best of My Love from The Emotions. What a cracking tune from back in the 70s. Now I'm joined with Peter O'Gorman. He's chairman of Big Scream Festival Committee, and he's going to be telling us about the two Halloween events happening this evening and tonight on Sheriff Street and also Sean McDermott Street. Good morning, Peter, and thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Not too bad. The weather now is a bit tricky, but sure. We have to live with that. We can't do anything about the weather.
Yeah, and it's not looking good for this evening either.
No,
first of all, Peter,
isn't.
Tell us about the Little Scream Sheriff Street Parade this evening, for this evening.
Right, well, that's going to start at 5 o'clock. It's traditional down there that they'd have a walk, a parade, a costume parade, that would go around Sheriff Street, up onto Common Street, Mayor Street, back around Gill Street and back down onto Sheriff Street. So that'll go ahead starting at 5 o'clock, and that'll probably run for about an hour up to 6 o'clock. And then after that, then from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, there's going to be a few amusements, a little face painting, dancing in the Rainbow Park. And that will commence at 6 o'clock and finish roughly around 8 o'clock. So that will be for a kind of a younger age group.
Yes.
But that will be going on there, as I say, starting at 5 o'clock and running up to about 8 o'clock.
Okay. And the big event is tonight on Sean McDermott Street, the Extravaganza. What's in store here for the locals or anyone who attends?
Right, again, the one now on the Sean McDermott Street will kick off at about 6 o'clock. It'll run to about 9. So we'll have various different, carnival rides. So we'll have a haunted house, a thrill ride. We'll have inflatables. There'll be popcorn games. There'll be a bit of live music, face painting. There'll be jamboree for the young children and a flay area for the young kids. There'll be selfie booths. And there'll be various other stalls there to entertain the crowd that's going to turn up, please God.
Right, and of course it's free for all the family, isn't it?
It's free for all the family, and it's an alcohol-free event, so therefore no alcohol will be tolerated. So it's for everybody, young, old, families, new communities, anybody passing by. Just drop down either to Sheriff Street, or if you go down to Sheriff Street, you can always drop back up to Sean McDermott Street, and it should be hopefully a good night.
Excellent. So it's important to highlight, as you just mentioned, it's an alcohol-free zone.
Yes.
And even though everyone is asked to come dressed in Halloween costume, they don't have to, should they don't?
No. Look, generally speaking, you'll have the young children will be dressed. Some of the adults will do it as well, mind you. But again, it's really just to get people out, have a good time, enjoy a family event. And as I say, to just enjoy what's going on, it's free, so you know everybody can come. And it's just hopefully now, as I say, the weather holds up a little bit, and we will have a good time.
But it's great that adults can dress up as well. I mean, we have an adult in here today, and he's dressed up in Halloween costume. Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
And by the way, children under 12 this evening they must be accompanied by an adult. Wouldn't that be right?
Yeah, because like last year and in the last number of years, like there are big crowds will turn up. So it's important that if there's young children there, that the parents, adults or a guardian comes with them to look after them. Now, there'll be plenty of people around, so it'll be a safe space. But at the same time, we don't want children going missing and people looking for them. So we want to make sure that if the children are, you're bringing children, accompanied by an adult is most important.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it all sounds great, Peter, I have to say. And the Big Scream, in conjunction with Dublin City Council, have been holding Halloween events on Dublin's northeast inner city since October 22nd. How's it all been going so far, and what kind of turnout and reaction have you been getting from the locals in the area?
It's been massive because, like most of the outdoor events that we've had, we were very lucky with the weather. Now, you know, so there's various different events going on. We had a big one up in Mountjoy Park there for the schools, and the young people in the schools all come dressed up. And again, it was great. The guards were there. The Dublin City Council was there. Plenty of volunteers, local community people came out. So far, so good. Everything has worked out reasonably well. It's been well attended by a lot of people. So, you know, that's what we want. We just want people to come, engage, participate, volunteer if they can. Because that's very important as well. And really just have a good time.
Excellent. Right, so we're going to leave it at that, Peter, and thanks again for joining us.
I just want to say, just before we go, John,
just
briefly, I know you're busy, just most importantly though as well is like pre-Halloween, like the lead up to Halloween, we also engage with lots of other people, young people in particular, trying to get them to engage in positive activities. We have for children, young children under 10, we have activities for them. And we also have activities for elderly people as well. So it's a kind of starting on the 16th of September and we just run it right through with different events for everybody to engage in.
Wonderful. Yeah. Peter, thanks again for joining us today, and enjoy tonight. Well. Enjoy it.
Thank
Happy
you.
Halloween
Thank
as well.
Yep. Same to you.
Cheers,
good
all the
now.
Very best to you. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye. Now, sorry about that. We had a little bit of silence. That was Peter O'Connor from Big Scream Festival. He was telling us all about the local events tonight to celebrate Halloween on Sheriff Street and also Sean McDermott Street.